Simeon under center. Fakes the handoff. He's got some time back there. He's going to throw one over the middle. Intercepted. With the ball is Kenny Moore at his own 35. Giving ground, looking for a block. 40, 45, 50-yard line. Kenny Moore with his first ever interception. And the Colts have the ball at midfield. And that's the 14th pick thrown by Simeon this year. Brissett out of the gun. He turns to Gore. 40. He's got the first down. 35. 30. Outsteps one down to the 25-yard line. 22 on the catch and run by Frank Gore. And the Colts have a first down at the Bronco 25. Brissett empties the gun. Doyle comes wide to the right. Jacoby's going to run it up the middle. Five. Touchdown, his fourth of the year. Jacoby Brissett on a 7-yard run. And the Colts take an early 6-0 lead. They have two defenders back to help Simeon. Simeon takes it. Protection. It's going to break down. The throw is deep, and Sanders makes the catch. Emmanuel Sanders at the Colts 49, maybe the 48. A tremendous catch. There was coverage, but the ball was well placed, and the Broncos have it. First and 10 at the Colts 49. Austin Traylor goes to the right. Three receivers to the left side. Simeon out of the gun. Gets up. The Colts come in with some pressure. He's going to throw one to a wide open receiver. 20. Down to the 10. Down to the 6-yard line before Demaryius Thomas is knocked out of bounds at the Colts. 7 is where they're going to put it. First and goal for Denver at the 7. So they get right back into the game, taking advantage of young Colts secondary. A 23-yard pass play there. Simeon takes the snap, looks to the right, looks to the back. He is going to be caught from behind. Excellent play, and the Colts getting back. Barkevious Mingo with the sack all the way back to about the 17-yard line, maybe the 16, but it'll take the touchdown effort away and bring in a former Colt, Brandon McManus. This would try to put the Broncos on the scoreboard. The snap is there. McManus's kick is on the way. It is no good. He missed it. The Colts will get great field position and still lead by the score of 7-0. Brissett out of the gun. Marlon Mack to his right. Two receivers each way. Snap is to Brissett. Brissett looks, throws upfield. Caught by Travis Ross. He's all the way out to the 49. His first catch is a Colt. Ross Travis with the catch, but it's his 9th of the year. He's kicking from the right hash, which is where he was going to try to kick from the other day. Snap, the ball's down, and the kick is going to go right down the middle, and the Colts have a 10-0 lead with 6:33 to go in the first half. Offset eye to the right side, the tailback. They give it to the fullback, and I don't think Yanovich made it.
Oh, wow.
He might have lost yardage. He did, back to the 33. They tried to go to the fullback instead of Anderson, and Al Woods was right there and slammed him down on the 33-yard line. It's now 4th and 2. Are they going to go for it? Osweiler out of the gun again. Anderson to his left. The Colts look like they might be coming on a blitz. Back to throw is Osweiler. He's going to run it right down the middle. 10-5. Touchdown. And just like last week, we give up a big drive right before halftime. Snap. Riggo puts it down. Adams' kick is on the way. It looks good. It is. And with 9:13 to go in the third, it's the Colts 13, the Broncos 7. They pitch it back on the trick play, and they're going to throw Osweiler to a wide-open Cody Latimer. Cody, the former IU player, gets to the Bronco 45. An 18-yard pass play. The pitch from the running back to the quarterback, and Osweiler hit Latimer. Osweiler sends one of his tight ends to the right side, drops to throw, aims one for the end zone. Touchdown. Cody Latimer from IU. And this ball game is turned around completely from the last 2 minutes of the first half. Osweiler fakes this time to Anderson. Looks. He's going to throw it downfield. It's complete. And with it is Hightower walks into the end zone. It's going to be 21-13. 54 on the pass. And Osweiler is killing us again. Osweiler spreads the field, going for two. Takes the snap, Colts with a blitz. The throw is all alone in the backfield. End zone touchdown. Cody Latimer not only scores a touchdown, he gets a two-point conversion. The Broncos have upped the margin to 8 points. Osweiler out of the gun again. Third down and about six. Brock takes the snap, drops to throw. He's got time, and he's got a man open, and he caught it, Cody Latimer. The IU product takes it to the Colts' 37-yard line. This is really hard to watch. McManus, field goal is on the way. He made it. So with 5:13 to go in the game, the Colts are going to get the ball back, but they're now trailing by 12, 25-13. Brissett empties the backfield.
I might challenge that spot.
Not now. The throw is going to be bouncing off the hands of the receiver, and Denver will get the ball back. Osweiler moves the offset eye from the left to the right and hands it off, and a hole opens on the right side, and it is C.J. Anderson, well over 120 yards. He has a first down at the Colts' 27-yard line with 3:39 to go. And for him, that's a career-high 145 yards. Jacoby Brissett takes a knee, and that's it. Final score, Denver 25, Colts 13.